We don't discuss anything here that is serious, okay? What we say here is sincere practice. Gurudev always used to say, never be serious. And then immediately he would say, always be sincere. That's all we need to do. Life is fun. Even as we play this role that's given to us by the Lord, it is fun to do that. Don't make it into a tedious, dragging thing. It's not. Because you're only playing a role. Like Amitabh Bachchan or whoever is your favorite actress. They play all these fancy roles and they make you cry and laugh all the time. But if you go to them and say, are you that guy? I say, no, of course not. I'm Amitabh Bachchan. You know who you are. But in this body, mind and intellect, you play a role. So play it with gusto. Have fun doing it. What's the big deal? If this is what I was, then one day, when this thing remains the same, appears to be the same, and yet it doesn't talk, it doesn't breathe, it doesn't see, it doesn't hear, doesn't eat. If this is what I was, won't you want to keep me like this? No, no, no. Our shastras have directions. Once the body dies, the shastras require. Here it doesn't happen because it's not possible. The shastras require to dispose the body off within 4 hours. Here, of course, everything happens on weekend. Party or whatever. What a wonderful thing we have created, weekend. Even Bhagwan is not allowed to come in until weekend. Wow. So Bhagwan explains that, I mean, you have gone through these famous verses where Bhagwan says, just as we discard old clothes and wear new clothes and we are very happy about it, same thing happens to this body. This gets old, it gets discarded. And the one that is called Dehi, the one that resides in this Navadvare Pure, in this nagari of, this city of 9 gates, you know what those 9 gates are, okay? That is the Dehi that resides in it. And just as in Bakersfield, when our friend builds a huge home, we immediately dispose our old home off and we build our home that's slightly bigger than that one, because that is the competition that we live by here in this society. We do that all the time. We have to have that because the Joneses have that. Our life is full of that miserable thing. Us. So Bhagwan says, just as the old clothes are discarded and new are worn and very happy about it, so be it. Let this body perish, let the subtle body move to the next gross body to experience the unfructified and now fructified karma phalas. That's how it is. These are some of the best verses, the most beautiful verses. Najayate mrete va kadachit nayam bhutvar pavitayana huya ajo nitya shashvato yam purano nahanyate hanyamane sharire. It does not get destroyed if the body is destroyed. So what are you talking about, Arjun, in this war? You think you are going to kill somebody? Are you kidding? You are not able to kill anything. As we said, Vasam Sijranani Yathavihaya Navani Grandati Naroparani Tata Sharirani Vihaya Jirnani Anyani Sanyati Navani Dehi. And Bhagavan then explains what is the and living spirit, the Atma, the Parameshwar, the Brahman, whatever you call it. Achedyoyam, Adahayoyam, Akledyoyam, Ashoshevacha, Nityas Sarvagatasthanu, Achaloyam Sanatanaha, that is the and living in spirit, that's same within all of us. And that is not the understanding. The understanding is, that is me. That is me. Guru taught this to us and you said, yeah, I understood this very, very nicely. I know exactly. But I don't know if the Guru has understood this. Then, my dear friend, you have not understood a darn thing. That's why Gurudev always used to give the example of lighting a deep with a deep. Lighting another deepak from an existing deep does not diminish the light of the first one. It just enhances the light of the other one. And so on and so on. That's what we are doing here. That's what all these acharyas come here for. Make a point to come and attend the lectures when the acharyas come. Yeah, you have a lot of things to do at home. So what? I don't think that postponing anything for 3 days will create undue hardship on any one of us. If the acharya is here for 3 days, 4 days, please come. Goswamiji says, Tirata Jangams Santa Samaju. Tulsidas says, Tirata Jangam Tirtha Santa Samaju. Santa Samaj, all the Santas, the saints, the sages, the teachers, they are like Tirthadham. But especially what kind of Tirthadham? Jangam. Moving. What we do? We fly. Nowadays, nice business class. Feet sticking up, go to India, go to hardship, go to Kailash, go to Amarnath, Chardham. You have to go there. And after you come back from that yatra, you are so darn tired that you have to rest again. But this Tirath is coming to you. You don't have to go anywhere. Comes to your home. Take advantage of that. The only person here, and don't take this bad, okay, please don't take this wrong. The only person in this crowd that I always see there is Tun. He's always there. And not just because he wants to record or something, he's very attentive. Very peaceful. He may have different set of responsibilities. I'm not comparing anyone here, okay? But the idea is, make an effort to come, for God's sake. What is it that you can't postpone in life? But then again, same Goswami Tulsidas Ji tells you, Binu satasanga viveka na hoi. Binu satasanga viveka na hoi. The sense of detachment, sense of discrimination will not come until you have satsang with sages, saints, acharyas, teachers. And then again Tulsidasji hits you so hard. But he says, Binu satsanga viveka na hoi. Tulsidasji says, Binu Hari Krupa Sulabana Sohi. But even that satsang, my dear friends, is not going to be in your bhagya until His grace is there. Look at this facility. His grace doesn't come in the form of a shower and makes you wet. This is His grace. The facility is ready thanks to a whole bunch of you who contributed to it. The place is ready, fully available. The acharyas come. Why can't we come? Do that, please. Think about it. Do that, please. So Bhagavan explains that all this is based on that knowledge, as this enlivening spirit within each of these bodies is eternal, unblemished, never anything happens to it, and that is me. But Bhagavan knows. Bhagavan, He has made us. Mama Maya Duratya, Bhagavan says, my Maya is extremely inexplicable. And so that Maya that covers our thought process, Bhagavan knows. And therefore Bhagavan says, Ascharyavat Paschati Kachidena. Ascharyavat Vadati Tateva Chanya. Ascharyavat Chainamanyam Shunoti Shutvapyenam Veda Nachaiva Kaschit. Everybody listens to this knowledge. Everybody expresses wonder at this knowledge. Lots of us hear this knowledge, but even after hearing this knowledge, nothing gets in here. It just goes here. Psst. Fastest speed. Nothing stays. That's why we are miserable. Every little thing bothers us. Because we have not understood how to live life. Life is so full of joy. So full of fun. It's so easy. We make it complicated. And then, like I said, always, we make it complicated. Then, first thing we do is, why me? Anyway, verse 31 to 38, Bhagavan explains Arjun, what's his swadharma? As a kshatriya, what he's supposed to do? And then Lord says, if you don't fight, you're going to incur sins. You're going to go to hell. As a kshatriya, it's your job to fight. Can't do anything else. That's your dharma. How can you not follow your dharma? And then Bhagavan explains in 39, 40 and 41, Bhagavan explains the science of karma yoga. The yoga of action. Why, how, what, when, where. All those are explained by Bhagavan. Then in 42nd, 43rd, 44th, Bhagavan explains the path of Kamya Karma. This is us. Bhagavan doesn't leave anything unexplained, and yet Kamya Karma. We, Swamiji used to say that we are so smart. We have so many, we have some very choice words that we have learned. And we have learned enough of those words to be dangerous. Because we misuse them when we feel like it. So that it comes to our aid. It helps us. In the very fundamental text, Kindle Life, we learned Shreyas versus Prayas. We are so stuck with Prayas, Shreyas is hardly ever thought of. What is the right thing to do at any given point in time? That's Shreyas. Convenience-based actions are not acceptable if they're not right. Anyway, so Kamya Karma should be avoided if we are going to progress spiritually. That's what Bhagavan says in verses 42 to 44. And then Bhagavan gives prescription. A lot of you are doctors. You love to give prescriptions because you want to cure your patients. Bhagavan also gives a very nice prescription. What is the prescription? Karmanyevadhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana ma karma phala hetur bhuhu ma te sangostu karmani. This is the prescription if you want to be happy in life. To act is your duty, not to expect specific fruits of that action. But at the same time, that should not allow you to be inactive altogether. You must act all the time because it is not your choice. To act or not is not your choice. You're not Shakespeare, to be or not to be. You don't have that choice. Act you must 24 hours a day, every minute of your life. Act you must because Gurudev used to say that the moment you stop acting, four people are ready to put you on their shoulder and say, Ram, Guru, Vahi, Ram, Ram, Nam, Sat Hai, bye, 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 bye. So act you must. And if you act, and if you must act, no matter what, why not learn how to act? We are smart. Why not learn how to act, my friends? Why not learn how to act? And then Bhagavan in verse 54 through 67 explains, the man of equipoise, sthita prajna, man of steady intellect. Arjun asks four questions. I'm extending this so far because it's very important to understand it. I have next class and I'll try and finish the five chapters review. But even if I don't, doesn't matter to me, because if some of this that I share with you gets into your thought processes, makes you think about it, our time is well spent. Please. We should never be in a hurry to finish something when we are studying scriptures particularly. There is no schedule there. I must finish three slokas today. Why? Who told you that? Who gave you that instruction? The weakest person in the audience must fully understand what's being talked about. Until then, we should not be moving forward. Even in the secular study, that's how it's supposed to be. It's more so in spiritual life. So Arjuna asks four questions. Sthita prajnasaka bhasha samadhisthasya keshavaha sthita dihi kim prabhashita kim asita vrajeta kim. Simple sounding questions. In the relative world, Arjuna says, who is sthita prajna? Who is man of steady intellect? Bhagavan says, dukkheshva udvigna manaha sukheshu vigatasprahaha vitaragavah krodaha sthitadhir muniruchyate. That one is the man of steady intellect who is devoid of raga, bhaya and krodha, likes, dislikes and anger. Very powerful weapons for us. I am one of the guiltiest one. I'm seriously short-tempered. I'm trying to work on it for years and years. It's very, very hard because it comes upon you at the very strange moment and we're least expecting. And then you feel miserable for the rest of the day. And yet you don't learn. And that cycle goes on. I'm no better than any one of you. We are all in the same boat. Then Arjuna's second question says, who is sthita prajna in absolute sense? Bhagavan says, prajahati yada kaman sarvan partha manogatan atmanyevatmana atushta sthita prajna sivadvichay. Read, please read. When you go home, please read. Please read. Please. Gurudev's comment is so powerful. It doesn't leave one single concept unhandled. Please read. Please. Arjuna says, how does he speak? Speak denotes the contact with outer world on the part of the person who is of steady intellect. Siddha Pragna. How does he interact with the outer world? That's what Arjuna wants to know when he says, how does he speak? Arjuna says, how does he sit? Well, he's just like this in the chair. No, that's not the idea. How does he sit? Bhagavan says, like a tortoise, pull all your sense organs within, your mind under control. Stay with your Lord in your heart. Stay calm. That is how a Siddha Pragna sits, like a tortoise. Unless that little guy wants to move, you don't see anything but the outer cover, that's it. How does he walk? Absolute self-control. When he acts with absolute, total self-control in sukha and dukkha. Because, remember, sukha also will go and dukkha also will go. As Gurudev used to say, that also shall pass. Because it's all time and space based and it is bound to change. There is no other choice. So don't get too excited if you are very happy because something good happened. Yeah, good. That's His grace. And if something bad happens, that also is His grace. Be equipoised. Be peaceful with yourself. If you're not peaceful with yourself, you can't be peaceful with anybody else. It just doesn't happen. It just cannot happen. So, such a Siddha Pragna, and one of the greatest instructions that the Lord gives is that Siddha Pragna must be mat paraha. He must love the Lord. Otherwise, he can't be. He may be a scholar, he may give you such a wonderful lecture that you go out and say, wow, 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 kya baat. Doesn't mean a darn thing. Unless the Lord is in your heart, you can never be equipoised. Because the Lord in your heart means you are fully surrendered to the Lord. You do your best and let whatever happens, happen. That's what happens when the Lord is in your heart. So with that, Bhagavan also explains how this Sankhya Yoga works. How does this man of stable intellect, sthitadihi, established in Brahman, how does he act? There are two beautiful verses. Yanisha sarvabhutanam tasyam jagrati sanyami yasyam jagrati bhutani salisha pachato mune. While all the folks in the world are enveloped in the night of ignorance, the sanyami, Siddha Pragna, is awake to the self, to the light of self, and to him that is not night. And then, yasyam jagrati bhutani sanisha pachyato mune, yasyam jagrati bhutani. And when this bhutani, people of the world, things and beings, when they are interacting out of ignorance in the daylight, and they see that as a light, that interaction with the world of things and beings is the night to the sanyami. So beautiful. Bhagavan gives another example. आपूर्यमाणम् अचलम् प्रतिष्ठम् समुद्रमापः प्रविशन्ति यद्वतः तद्वत् कामायम् प्रविशन्ति सर्वे सशान्तिम् आप्नोति न काम कामी. भगवान् सेज इन दिस ह्यूज ओशन ऑल द रिवर्स keep bringing water more and 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 more. But in the bottom of the ocean, there is absolutely no disturbance. The ocean doesn't overflow because billions of gallons of water keeps coming. Ocean never overflows. It accepts everything. Similarly, a sanyami, a sthitapragna, is not immune to the temptations of the world. The temptations of the world also come to the Siddha Prajna. But as they come, they get absorbed. They don't create any waves inside him. They don't create any desire which prompts action, which prompts results, which again prompts more desires, and that cycle of desire goes on. That is what a Siddha Prajna is. With that, Bhagavan ends chapter 2, and we come to chapter number 3, Karma Yoga. I have about 5, maybe 10 minutes. I'll touch on this. It's a huge chapter. Okay? A very huge chapter. I'll try and quickly summarize chapter 5 next time, because you just have learned it. And I assume that they'll be fresh in your mind. So, but 3rd and 4th I will review with you. I'll spend a little more time today, chapter number 3. So again, we praise the man of steady wisdom in chapter number 2. And so Arjuna in chapter number 3 is again confused. Again confused. Because Bhagavan has extolled the virtues of Jnana Yoga, Sankhya Yoga. Bhagavan also has extolled the virtues of Karma Yoga. So now Arjuna is confused. Bhagavan, you say one thing and you say second thing and you don't tell me what to do. What do I do? What is better, Karma Yoga or Jnana Yoga, Sankhya Yoga? Bhagavan says, if you are going at 70 miles an hour on the highway, you can't immediately stop and make a U-turn. It just doesn't happen. Otherwise, you destroy yourself. And therefore, if you are so inclined to act in this world, the process of turning around and be working on jnana is going to take a time. So if you are prone to act in this world, then Karma Yoga is better for you. If you are a thoughtful person, then Jnana Yoga is better for you. So it's not that one fits all. It's based on your tendency. Your aptitude and your attitude. They both have to come together. Then only you decide which way is better for you. So Bhagavan explains that in verse 1, 2, 3, Karma Yoga versus Sankhya Yoga, Jnana Yoga. And then Bhagavan in verses 4 through 13, Bhagavan gives how to act. Bhagavan tells you a microscopic perspective, and Bhagavan discusses a macroscopic individual level and totality. How to behave, how to act. That's what Bhagavan explains in shlokas in verses 4 through 13. 4 through 9, Bhagavan explains the microcosmic, the individual level. How should you act? Knowing that action is unavoidable at all times, why not learn how to act? As simple as that. And therefore Bhagavan says, at the individual level, do your nitya karma, your nimitta karma, do not do nishiddha karma. And if you don't do nishiddha karma, then you also don't have to do prayaschit karma. You've studied all this. Okay. I'm not going to go through details, because otherwise it'll take me one full day to review one chapter. When Swamiji taught us this during our 1 year course, chapter 3 took Swamiji 7 days, 3 classes a day. So to surmise something like this is very difficult in a very short period of time. So you have to bear with me, please. So, nitya karma, nimitta karma, you do that, they don't affect your sanchit karma, and therefore you don't add anything more to your burden. And it purifies your mind. At the totality level, act in the spirit of yajna. We do yajna all the time, particularly the Arya Samajis have such an amazing attachment to doing yajnas. But good number of them have forgotten what it means. Yuja means to join. Yajna word comes from the root yuja. Yunja, rather. To join what? To join together, to come together in the spirit of community good and do something that's good for everyone, and then as a side effect, some good comes out of it for you also. When you act in the spirit of dharma, spirit of yajna, when you interact with the world, that also purifies your mind, because then there are very little selfish desires. And therefore the less shellfish, come on, it's not selfish, shellfish desires, the more the energy to work. Think about it. You do that. Your child gets sick. There's nothing selfish in terms of taking care of the child. How much of energy do you put in? Day in and day out. Stay awake all night. My mother used to say, I was a very sick child when I was very young. I would get temperature and within the first 5 minutes it would go up to 104. Shoot up like that. Then I would go in convulsions. My mother used to sit by my bed. In those days, I'm talking about early 50s. There was no ice available anywhere. And if it was, we couldn't afford it. My mother, all night, she used to sit by my bed and put this salt water. That is unselfish. That is nitya karma. Nimitta karma. That's your duty to do. And this does not incur any additional burden. So at microscopic level, you do your nitya and nimitta karma. At the macroscopic level, you act in the yajna spirit. And when you act in the yajna spirit, Bhagavan says, yajna spirit is like kamadhenu, kamadhuka. That cow, that celestial cow, that gives you everything that you desire. That's what the yajna spirit will do. When you work together, good things will happen for everyone. You will get what you want and then some. If you read Purusha Suktam, that's what Purusha Suktam says. Bhagavan right away, right in the front, have said that he has nothing new to say. He's telling us what the Vedas already have said. Bhagavan makes it a point to say, I'm not telling you anything new. So when you act like this at individual level and at totality level, then your selfishness is reduced, your raga dvesha, likes and dislikes, are reduced, and to the extent that they are reduced, your mind becomes quieter, and the quieter the mind, the better your chance of retaining, gaining and retaining the knowledge. Karma Yoga and Bhakti Yoga, they don't give you jnana. Remember that very, very clearly. They propel you to jnana yoga. Because jnana only comes at intellectual level. Jnana does not come from action. Remember that. Bhakti yoga, karma yoga, they are both actions. Jnana doesn't come from action. Jnana comes from listening to the guru, intellectually comprehending, contemplating upon that, clearing all your doubts, and then meditating on that truth so that we become one with the truth. That is the gist of all six chapters. That's it. The Jnana Karma Sannyasa Yoga, Karma Sannyasa Yoga, fourth and fifth chapter, teach the same thing to you. Nothing special. Bhagavan explains what a Karma Yoga is all about by giving example of Janaka Raja. A great king that he was, but he was a self-realized soul, but even otherwise. He didn't fold everything up and says, okay, I'm going to the forest, bye-bye. Karma sannyas, bye-bye. No, he was a karma yogi. He said, no, I have a kingdom to manage. I have my folks, my subjects to take care of. That's my duty. As a king, that is your nitya and naimittik karma, guys. You must take care of it. That's what a karma yogi is all about. Bhagavan also says, listen, I have no desires, Arjuna, and therefore I don't have to do anything. Because all actions are prompted by desires. Bhagavan says, but I still act. Why? I act for the good of the people. Why? Because I'm a leader. The vast masses will look at me as the leader and see what I am doing or not doing and then follow. Each one of us are leaders. Every one of us is a leader. Somebody looks upon us as a role model. And if we can't behave properly, then we are doing harm to that person. Think about that. Very, very important. Because you are a leader, you must, even though you don't need to, you must act for the good of the people, because people will take encouragement from them because you are the leader. It's very important to understand this. With that, Bhagavan ends the chapter on Karma Yoga. Karma Yoga. Bhagavan ends chapter number 3. And then we start, and now we are not going to do that. We are going to conclude, but just the next chapter, chapter number 4, is Jnana Karma Sannyasa Yoga. You cannot... Okay, next time. I'll get going on this unnecessary. So let us conclude, please. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah, Sarve Santu Niramayah, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kashchit Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti, Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha, Harihi Om Sadgurunath Maharaj Ki Jai. Thank you very much.